This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking, with Debbie in regards to her yard that had a bunch of trees cut down, had grown some moss, but wasn't really doing well as a lawn, and it's also near a lake. So it's right near water, so certain fertilizers, certain everything can't be used like they would be in like a, I wouldn't say a normal lawn, but I think you understand what I mean. We want to make sure we're a little bit more, we know what's going on and what we're using so that it's not going to affect the lake itself, right?
Right.
So, a couple things. We did talk about a soil sample. Want to make sure that we can see the different levels that are there. See where the pH level was. Now, what type of trees were they that got cut down?
Pine and oak.
Okay.
And there are still remaining pine and oak and beech tree.
Okay.
Big ones. Yep.
So just based on that, I'm going to say that you probably have a very acidic soil,
yeah.
Right? Because pine trees love it, so do oaks. And lawns don't love the acidic soil. They want to be more neutral. They want to be closer to alkaline than they do want to be acidic. And so, you know, that's where we're going to find out. You know, the soil test will tell us exactly where it's at. But it's most likely. Go ahead.
Do you take it from different areas in the lawn?
Yes.
A small lawn.
So what you do is wherever the lawn is, you're going to do the four corners of that area and then the center. Right? So five different spots. What I like to do is when you get the soil, you're going to put it in a 5-gallon bucket. And let it dry for 24 hours before you send it, because it will, you know, if it's moist, if it's wet, it'll help dry it out a little bit. Now, the soil that you're going to get isn't right from the top. You're going to want to dig down with a shovel, and where the point of the shovel is, that's the soil that you're trying to get. Okay, so it's down further where the roots are going to be more apt to be feeding.
Okay.
And so it's about 8 to 10 inches down. So that level, you're going to need about, you know, from all four corners in the center, get about a shovel's worth. Now, you're not going to send all of that. What I want you to do is put the five shovelfuls together and then mix it together. So you're getting like a good idea of the whole area. It's not just, you know, one corner where it could be a little bit different. So we're getting like an average.
Okay.
And then you're going to send about a pound. So it's almost like a small Ziploc bag, like a sandwich bag. It would be about that much. Okay?
Okay.
Mix that up. send it away. They're going to give you the information. It's going to tell you exactly where you are and how much you're going to need to use. And that's going to help determine how much lime we're going to need, how much gypsum, and how much organic material. I'm going to tell you the organic material is just as good as fertilizer a lot of times. It helps the microbes move around. And being organic, it's not going to harm the lake around you. Right? Okay. So adding it to the soil, top dressing, mixing it in is definitely going to be beneficial. What I would look at doing for a lime is using a fast-acting lime. A lime that when it hits the ground, it starts working versus a pelletized lime, the old-style pelletized lime that takes about 6 months for it to really break down and work to the way it wants to go. Because we can really make some changes within one season. With a fast-acting lime, you can actually put it down 3 times in one season, helping move the pH level up 1 point, which would be tremendous if it's an acidic soil. And I'm guessing, just based on what I'm hearing, it's probably like a 5.5. And we want to get it up to about a 6.4, 6.5. So using a fast-acting lime could actually get it into that neutral spot that we're looking for. So it's going to be more successful. Because the thing is when it's very acidic and compact and has the moss and everything, it's not going to receive the fertilizer as easily.
Okay.
So that's why using a pelletized gypsum or sulfur is going to help break that down to allow the nutrients to be released where they need to. And so, again, you can use, you know, the sulfur from Natural Alternative. That's going to be your fast-acting gypsum. And then if you want to get a lime, Natural Alternative has that fast-acting lime, the pelletized lime with fertilizer. Or if you want to go to a local garden center, you could use the Jonathan Green products. Jonathan Green has the Love Your Soil, and it also has Magical. Those both are fast-acting products where you could actually put both of those down in six-week intervals 3 times. And completely change the content of the soil that's underneath it to benefit you to have a stronger, lawn, right?
Okay.
So there's a little bit of work, but it's worth it in the end.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely recommend doing the 3 applications. Sometimes, you know, you look at it and it says maybe 1, maybe 2, but the 3 applications is going to flip it upside down and really get you to that next level.
How far apart are the applications usually?
6 weeks, right? So for that soil sample, what I would do is I would definitely try to get it as soon as the ground thaws, right? We got some time before that, but
yeah.
You know, before the ground thaws, when the ground thaws, get that done, right?
Okay.
And then you can do that first application by using the double the rate that's on the package. That's how it works the best. Is on the back of the package, it'll tell you these. What's that?
That's the gypsum, double the rate?
Both of them, to be honest,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so on the package, it'll tell you, but it's about 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So
okay.
It will say on a package it can do 6 pounds will do 1,000 square feet or 12 pounds. The 12 pounds is double the rate to get you to where we're trying to go for this season.
Okay.
6 pounds, all it does is keep what's there the same. It keeps it from dropping. It keeps it from doing a lot of different things. Whereas if you double it, it's going to keep it. It's going to make sure it goes up with the pH. It's going to make sure that the other things happen. Right, so we don't want to just keep it the same. We want to improve. So that's where the double the rate comes in.
Okay.
Okay, and then as far as fertilizers, there's a lot of organic fertilizers out there with little to no phosphorus. Right, that's the thing that a lot of places will worry about leaching into the soil is the phosphorus levels.
Yes.
So a lot of the fertilizers at least I know in Massachusetts, a lot of them have zero phosphorus unless it's a seed starting, like a grass seed starting fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
So the majority of the fertilizers you will see will have a zero in the middle. if it has a little bit in it, and you know, there are organic, like Espoma has an organic fertilizer four-step that has a little bit of each in it, but it's not too much that it's going to leach out or harm. Like the old products that used to have, like it used to be like a 28, 18, like 5.
Okay.
Now it's
no,
like
this,
a 28.
This is the same year. Are you talking about doing the gypsum and the or sulfur and all these other products and as well as the fertilizer?
Well, so those are going to be additives for the soil, the gypsum and the sulfur.
Right.
Now, for the lawn that's there existing and say you want to start adding grass seed and start doing those things, you will want to use a fertilizer with it.
Okay.
To feed what's there. Because what the gypsum is also doing is basically draining everything out with it, getting rid of all the trapped nutrients or letting the trapped nutrients go to where they need to go, and then allowing the nutrients that you put down to flow the right way.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times what will happen is fertilizer just sits in the soil for years upon years if you don't do anything about it. And so you might get a soil sample back that says you're high in certain levels, and you haven't done anything yet. The problem is it's just stuck, and that's where that gypsum comes in. It flushes it out, and then we almost start fresh.
Beautiful.
So that's why you need to fertilize again, okay?
Okay.
All right,
well,
Debbie. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, did we have another call on the line?
Yes, sir. David's in San Francisco.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thanks, Patrick. Yeah, Happy New Year.
You as well.
You've got a bunch of affiliates up on the East Coast that probably have been slammed by, you know, some of the heavy weather from the last couple of years. Mm. And I'm just wondering, I see there's an article, the Maine Climate Council is meeting to discuss strategies for future storms. So the state of Maine is getting on the ball, you know, to there's these phony politicians that say climate change is not real. Well, Texas just went through, what was it? Did they have like 70 days of over 100?
I believe so, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, and that was most of the reason for the call. Down there, they, you know, they've got just, at those temperatures for so long, it's just bare, denuded soil, right? It becomes desert quickly. And down there in Texas, I think they legalized hemp in 2018. So that's 6 years ago, and their hemp commission has still never passed out a permit. Now, if I remember right, hemp was a great plant for holding the soil down. It makes a hell of a bush. You know, it is somewhat heat resistant, and you could end up with a lot of topsoil protection by putting in hemp down there. And so I'm just wondering, you know, you've also got some affiliates throughout the South that were hit by that same, you know, heat spell, and they have permits, you know, to exist, but some of these lousy politicians are holding up on the permits. They don't believe in global warming, and they're allowing the planet to get eaten alive by heavy storms and droughts. And they need to put these permits in usage, so hold down the soil.
No, I definitely agree with you. And anytime I talk about climate change, I get about 100 emails telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. But, I just look outside and I see these things. You don't have to be a scientist to give the answers on some of these, right? It is becoming more and more apparent. I mean, you look at, the South had crazy extreme heat, and then where I am, we had more rain than anything. You look at in Florida, at one point last year, the water was so hot that the coral reef underneath it was cooking and wasn't allowing the fish and wildlife there to
survive. Yeah, it's a spawning ground, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a spawning ground.
Spawning
ground, yeah.
That has nothing to do with global warming. I mean, I'm being sarcastic here, but the fact of the matter is there is something going on, and states are starting to look at that. New England gets to be part of that with Maine. But as you were talking about when it comes to the benefits of hemp growing, it does help improve the soil health. It does reduce the need for synthetic herbicides. It does help with the weed control. And when people think of hemp, they don't think of its benefits. They think of what it does. Right? What everything else, the part of it. And they think of, oh my God, it's a drug. Well, the fact of the matter is hemp can actually be used, and they're looking at using it in more ways because they can use it in the fibers, and they can actually use, I've heard, into building materials. Right?
Well, they silage alone. I read a study once that one third of the American economy before 1927 was tied to hemp. That you had like cattle silage, other critters, but there was oils, there was paper, there was cloth, there was there were plastics. It was a huge part of the economy.
There's definitely a lot to it. I have to hit a break, but if you want to hang tight, we can talk a little bit more.
Sure,
we have plenty of time, so we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden says the southern border hasn't been secure in 10 years. Biden making the claim Friday while meeting with a group of mayors at the White House, and he was asked about security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Biden says that the United States needs significant policy changes in order to control the border. This as National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd claims cartels, not America, control the border on Fox News.
Look at the amount of drugs that are on our streets today. That clearly shows that the border is not secure. And then look at how the cartels operate. They flood our resources, pull our agents out of the field, create gaps in our coverage, and that's when they cross their higher value products.
The United States is continuing to push Israel and Hamas to agree on a phased plan to end the war which starts with freeing hostages, but the two sides remain far apart regarding those discussions. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're talking with David about, a number of different things. And talking about a little bit of climate change, a little bit of, benefits of different products to be used. And, during the break, I just wanted to pull up some information on it. I found something pretty cool about, what we use for... what hemp is used for. As you mentioned before the break, it's been used, and this is worldwide here, not the U.S., really. It's really just developing, but it's textiles and clothes, building materials. Most frequently, it's used as insulation, so that's a big thing. Material for shoes, paper, and rope and cords. Now, the majority of the U.S. domestic hemp is grown for the CBD oil. We haven't moved into those other levels of use for it. Now, one of the cool things that I did want to bring up and why I was saying this was, there's a little bit more to this, but, the hemp plant will extract carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere through the photosynthesis, but it's better at this than many crops. Now, it takes 1.63 tons of carbon dioxide removed from the Earth's atmosphere for every ton of hemp grown. Now, this is actually greater than trees or similar-sized plants. It grows quicker, better for the soil. The thing about it is the long-term storage, that's where you kind of look at it, but it takes it out quickly and with less work to it. The other thing when it comes to the root system, so why it's beneficial to the soil. So it has a tap root. So that tap root goes further into the soil, getting some of those nutrients that the rest of the plants wouldn't get, because it gets about 3 feet down, brings those nutrients to the surface, allowing everything else around it to be more successful and improving the soil health.
Yeah. Did you say it gets 3 feet down, the roots?
The root system can get up to 3 feet down in certain conditions.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
even 2 feet is magnificent. Yeah.
But the deep rooting, right, will help pull everything up. And what it also does, they also say that the hemp plant can be grown in contaminated soil without having any apparent loss in productivity or development. So a lot of these areas that had issues with the heat and a very compact soil, very bad soil because of all of this, it's dried out, made the soil harder. This can grow in there a little bit easier. So a lot of these things are beneficial to it.
I was looking at your affiliate list. I was hoping Texas was on the list, but yeah, you've got some surrounding states, but nothing in Texas. But yeah, they need this, man, and they got a couple of garden shows down there. I'll ride them for a while because I don't how they can go for 6 years without issuing a single permit. The people, Texas voted to legalize it 6 years or 2018, so it was longer than ago than that too, and they still have not issued a permit, and they got a drought year coming. It's like they better get out there and scatter some seeds like yesterday. And by the way, hemp, they're different. You know, before 1927, you had the Department of Agriculture monographs, like the annual reports and all this sort of stuff. And they had, the hemp was a massive part of Department of Ag. And they had different, you know, how you would grow it in bluegrass country versus Maine versus Texas. They had hemp was everywhere. And in fact, in Missouri, when in the 1970s, I guess, when Richard Nixon was starting his war on drugs, he was trying to outlaw hemp being grown in various states. And the state of Missouri told him to shove it just because of the duck hunting alone. Ducks love those seeds, and the revenues to the state of Missouri for duck hunting was enhanced by hemp. And they had enough temerity to fight Richard Nixon on whether or not to wipe out every plant in the state, and essentially throwing away a lucrative revenue stream for the state. It just, critters loved it. Shades the soil, hangs in there in the worst storms. Those bountiful roots, I guess you could say, hold the soil back, providing shade and safety for critters that are beaten around by the, whether it's a storm or a drought. So, yeah, it's, and then even too, even if they have the next 5 years more of drought, the more they get set out down there, even a dead stalk, you know, if it dries up and dies by the end of April, if it stays intact, it's still going to be shade to cool down the soil an extra 10 degrees. In the middle of a hellish drought like that, and provide just an ounce more protection for the critters that are trying to survive. And if there's critters and there's little tunnels for them to dig and eat those, even their dead roots, you know, there's probably some edible in there, and, provide for the next year.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of those critters that you're discussing are beneficial and help with everything that's out there. And so it's not just about the soil, it's about taking care of what's there. And so, you know, it is definitely something to be thinking about and doing. And creating some shade to the soil is some easy ways to do it.
Bunch grasses, right? You're familiar with bunch grasses?
Yep.
Yeah, the critters, like in the semi-desert country out here in the West, there's the bunch grasses. They say Utah You know, you used to have 10-foot-high bunch grasses, but if you go out there now, nothing survived. The critters used to have tunnels, and they've created the sewer system that fed the bunch grasses. And by stomping out the cattle industry in the 1800s, just ate it down to the nub, and the bunch grasses can't survive that way. And so they desertified the state of Utah, really, by allowing cattle to just run free over it. And but the bunch grasses would also, like you say, in the critters, you know, they make the sewer system for the what's starting to become a desert.
Definitely. there's a lot we can be doing. And it's good to see that states are finally admitting, you know, some things are going on. I'd like to see more of it. But again, as you said, there are a lot of people who don't believe that it, you know, we have anything to do with it or that it even exists.
Oh, it's pitiful. You know, they have humans go for centuries gathering information, and then all of a sudden a pack of corporate thieves say, because it's basically the corporations would have to admit that they polluted the planet to death. And they can't stand a lawsuit like that because it's too true. And so they're the ones that are behind the climate change denial. It's like lawsuits endless for them. There's not enough money in the planet for killing the ozone layer, much less turning Texas into a desert. You know, there's just the stupidity of it. But it's big money, and there's, I don't know if you ever heard, big money will get you killed.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, maybe another show. I know I've kind of gone long, but another topic, maybe for another call, you know, George Washington Carver had, what, 800 different inventions? No, I guess it was 600 out of the soybean and 800 or 400 out of the peanut. So it was a total of about 1,000 inventions. And it was plastics, and it was paper and ink. And he had all these different kinds of things that he could make from soy, much less food. And the weird economy that we may be facing, getting people growing soy and hemp, they were, you know, if hemp was 25%, 30% of the economy before 1927, and then soy could augment that by a huge chunk too, the soy and hemp economies would vastly change the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting how going back to our roots would be really helping our roots. I didn't mean for that to come out that way, but it just happened.
Well, that's what it's all about.
It is. It's interesting to just think about some of the stuff that we used to do could be more beneficial going back to it. So I definitely, like, as always, David, love listening to your thoughts and having conversations with you. I think it's great to have you on here. So I appreciate everything that you've brought up and discussed.
Yeah, no trouble. In some ways, I play Paul Revere, but this is an easy one.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. So I appreciate it, David. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Good morning.
You
good,
too.
Good planning.
Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. Some great topics brought up by David. Always enjoy the conversations that we have. It's not all the same, right? It's great. I love it. I love having him join us on the program here. So, you know, I look forward to some of the emails that I know some are going to send me. I can't wait to see what you have to say. But there's a lot of truth. And the majority of, I'd say almost every single thing that David said is true. I would trust that from him. But just think about the different alternatives. Think about what states are doing. The way the weather has changed and has gone, you know, lopsided all over the place, it's affected. Something is doing it. Don't know what you want to say is doing it. I have some ideas, but something is doing it to change the way the weather is. You know, you look historically,
it was one way for a long time, and then it changed over time based on what we as a human race did and changed and used. Anyways, we can move on to some other topics. You know, we were talking some lawns. We were talking about different beneficial things here. You know, let's talk about pollinators, right? You know, pollinators coming through the yard is something that we want to have done this year. How can we do it? How can we add? Well, we should be looking at doing a few things this season to make that happen. Plant some of the pollinator plants. Plant more, you know, flowering plants versus leafy plants, right? And then protect them throughout the season. It's not just you know, planting them and being done with it. It's just helping make sure that they're taken care of throughout that season. Anyways, we're going to come back, wrap up the show, put a bow on it, end the show. So if you have questions, you can call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Otherwise, we'll be back in a few.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to wrap up the show here. Great conversations throughout. Definitely enjoyed the program today. Wanted to just remind everybody that if you can't hear it for the entire 4 hours of our show, there is an easy way to get to us. You go to our website at paulparent.com. Right on the top, it's going to say Listen Live and Podcast. It's going to bring you to a screen where it's going to show you two things. First one's going to say Listen Live. The next one's going to say Listen to the Podcast. If you want to listen to it live when it's on Sundays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, you can click on that. It's going to bring you to the GCN network where you're going to be able to listen to the show live. Now, if you want to hear some old broadcasts, you'll click on the podcast. That'll bring you, and you can actually search through the different dates and hear some different things, etc. So it's pretty cool stuff. Now, if you want to hear us in your area a little bit more, you know, feel free to email us or email the station that's close to you and let them know you want to hear us. We're back full time. I was out for a bit. Might have made some places think, oh, nobody's there. Well, I'm here. I put a lot of thought into the shows that we did while I was out. And so, hey, if we're not there, send them a message. You know, give them a call.
give them an email. If you want, you can always email us, and we can forward it along as well. We have some people doing some work behind the scenes, helping out and making sure that that gets done. Because I've had a number of you email me already with some questions, etc. So feel free to do that. Email is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I know our email is shut off for the time being on our website. A couple weeks ago, somebody was in there and just sending emails from random, with random letters and whatnot. They want you to get a hold of them. They want you to try and contact them so they can get your information, etc. We weren't doing that. We just shut it down for a bit. They'll forget, and we'll come back to it. So it'll be fine. I know it will be. But that's one of the reasons why it's not there. So it'll be soon. We'll bring it back, and you'll be able to email right from the website. Again, you want to hear us more often? You want to hear us on those 4 hours? Let us know. And we'll see what we can do to, get that word to those local affiliates going forward. Otherwise, it's cold. The sun is out, but it's cold. We're snowy. We got some snow coming. Looks like Wednesday, maybe 1 inch to 3 inches. We'll see. It doesn't tell me. You won't know till it happens. The last couple storms, they've said, it's going to be this amount. Well, it's more. That storm we had a couple weeks ago that we were supposed to get 6 to 10 inches. Well, I got 16. Maybe they forgot to add the two numbers together to get it there. But I'll tell you, it was 16 inches versus that 6 to 10. So won't know till it happens. But we're getting winter. It's winter. That's what's happening. This snow cover is beneficial. It is good for it's good for our plants. It's good for our lawns. It's good for everything around us because it's helping insulate those root systems. It's keeping them where it needs to go. That's what we want to see. So just something to keep in mind. Snow isn't that bad. It's not fun when it's really cold, but it's beneficial to our lawns, our gardens, our trees, our shrubs. It's only going to do good things for us. And at the end of the day, it's going to release a little bit of nitrogen in the spring to help with that initial start for the season. And that's another benefit, right? It's that poor man's fertilizer. As the old saying goes, my father used to say it all the time. It's poor man's fertilizer. It's great. Why not? We want it. Anyways. Got about 45 seconds left. As always, I appreciate all the calls, everybody for listening. I will say a couple things. My father-in-law's birthday's today, so happy birthday to him. He's probably off relaxing at this moment. And then, middle of this upcoming week, my youngest daughter, May, is turning one. Wow, that went by quick. Anyways, till next week, be good to each other. And maybe get in there and plant something. So we'll talk with you next week. You enjoy the week. Enjoy the weather as it happens. But we will see you next week. Have a great one, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.